You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Earrings, fabulous.
Yeah. Lisa's one of my favourite local artists.
It's such an intricate design.
I know. So glad she agreed to have a stall today.
You've got a lot of variety, haven't you?
I hope so. I mean, it's been a good response all round.
I'm sure they're grateful to you for the opportunity to sell their products. It looks very well organised.
Thanks. But you always worry, though, don't you, whether anyone's going to turn up?
Oh, it's still early days. Look. They're starting to flood in already.
Oh, these will probably be from the service.
Oh, I must look out for Jill.
Yeah, she said she was coming.
You've made quite a few things yourself, haven't you?
Well, the biscuits and cakes, mostly. Me and Emma did them between us.
Well, I look forward to trying some later.
Emma's mince pies are amazing. And her chocolate log is to die for.
I shall bear that in mind. Now, I can't say I really need another pair of earrings, but I'm very tempted.
Go on, treat yourself.
All right, I will.
David? David!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, sometimes I wonder why we bother.
Why, what's happened now?
Oh, I'm probably overreacting.
No, come on, tell me.
It's happened again. I've just spent about half an hour trying and failing to convince the Farndales our beef isn't toxic just because we're selling Brookfield.
Well, more fool them.
What do they want us to do?
I'm sure you went through it all with them.
Up to a point. But they'd already made their minds up. They weren't going to budge whatever I said.
Oh, well. It'll all sell.
Yeah, probably at the gate.
Yeah.
Well, they could at least have let us know instead of waiting till I turned up on their doorstep.
No, well, that is just mean.
Anyway, I'm off to meet your mum at the Christmas fair now.
Oh, well, that'll be nice. Bit of retail therapy.
Yeah, hopefully there should be some good stuff there.
Yeah. Oh, and look, I'll do this afternoon's deliveries. I think you deserve a break.
Smell this candle, Harrison.
Okay.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Is it vanilla?
I think I might buy it for my friend Pat. She's been having trouble sleeping.
Oh, Pat Archer?
Yes. She's got a lot to deal with at the moment.
I thought Tony was doing okay.
Well, he's stable. He's starting to respond a bit more.
Good. Well, so long as it keeps going in the right direction. Terrible thing, wasn't it?
Horrific. Now, I'd love to buy all the other candles too, of course, but I bought far too much already.
It's impressive they managed to back so much in.
Do you like ginger?
It's not really my thing.
Oh, pity, these gingerbread men are quite delicious. I tried one earlier.
I'm more of a brownie and flapjack man myself.
I haven't seen either of those so far. Still, plenty of choice.
Ah, you want to get some of those, Carol? Emma made them. She's a real dab hand at baking.
And Fallon made some of these too.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
I don't think either of them would be out of place on the Great British Bake Off.
So, PC Burns, we haven't seen you at our History of the Turkey yet.
No, you haven't. Let's have a look. Is that sombrero part of it?
Ah, you'll have to come and see to find out. Only £5 to get in.
And what do I get for that?
Well, for that fiver, I can promise you, you'll be educated and royally entertained.
I've certainly learned a few things about turkeys I never knew before.
Yeah, and you get the chance to pick up some bargains for Christmas.
Which is no doubt the purpose in the first place.
Plus, of course, you get to hear our star turn here. Christmas Carol reading a Christmas Carol.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eddie, I'll think about it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Typical copper. Very hard to nail down.
It's a complete non-starter trying to get David interested in Christmas shopping.
So, will you be doing it for him?
Well, most of our presents are joint ones, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely going to take a look at that pottery over there.
Oh, yeah. Rona's got some really nice pieces.
Those coloured glass beads are so pretty, too. And the wood carvings.
Hey, You have got to see the knitted Christmas dinner. It's hilarious.
Right, I will.
I'm sorry, I'm not being too pushy, am I?
No, it's great having it all here on our doorstep, instead of having to go all the way into Borchester or Felpisham.
Well, we've been really pleased with the response so far.
So you should be, Fallon. You and Emma have done really well.
Oh, thanks, Harrison. That's kind of you.
No, I mean it.
Oh, and Ruth, the WI have got some really tasty soup and sandwiches going in the kitchen.
Sounds very tempting, but we've got a roast on at home, thanks. Right, I'm going to find Jill and buy some presents.
OK, well, have fun out there.
I'm sure I will.
What flavour's the soup?
Oh, there's a choice. Oh, it's a chicken or a vegetable.
I think I'll go for the vegetable.
Good. Hope you enjoy it.
You've thought of everything, haven't you? I'm very impressed.
Oh, it's not all me, but thanks. Yeah, no, it's going okay so far. Anyway, I better get on.
Have you seen these Christmas puddings? Oh, feel the weight on that. It's like a cannonball. Solid as a rock.
My mum made those.
Oh, did she? Sorry, Fallon, I didn't mean to...
It's okay, I won't tell her what you said.
Do you know the poulterers in the next street but one? Scrooge inquired. I should hope I did, replied the lad. An intelligent boy, a remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there, the big one?
It's hanging there now, replied the boy.
Is it? Said Scrooge. Go and buy it, and tell them to bring it here, that I may give them the direction where to take it. The boy was off like a shot. I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's, whispered Scrooge, rubbing his hands and splitting with a laugh.
Carol Tregoran, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Now, can I remind everybody, we've still got a few last prize turkeys of our own just waiting to be ordered for your Christmas dinner. All of them raised in the traditional Victorian manner.
Can I get past?
Oh, sorry, Carol.
Thanks. See you shortly.
Ah, I see you made it then.
How could I resist? It's a good turnout.
Today's been the best of the lot.
Very nice reading, by the way. I could never do that.
Oh, well, I've had a bit of practice over the years.
Ah, P.C. Burns. You got yourself a fine Christmas pudding there.
I have that. Bought it in the village hall.
How about some holly and mistletoe to go with it?
If you'll excuse me, I think I'll just go and say hello to Joe.
Oh, that's it, Carol. You take a well-deserved break.
Why is he dressed up like that?
He's Henry VIII, of course.
Oh, right.
So, I expect you're looking forward to a gathering of the Burns clan this Christmas?
No, I'll be helping out at a homeless shelter.
Oh, that sounds very noble.
Well, it beats Christmas dinner on me own.
And will you be sharing out the pudding at the shelter?
I might do.
Then I'll tell you what would go down really well. A nice fat turkey to go with it.
I wonder where I might find one of those.
Just think of the amazing PR. Harrison Burns, the humble policeman, spreading Christmas cheer among the homeless. Could be a promotion, innit?
I doubt it, somehow.
How about we throw in some holly and mistletoe as well?
Oh, go on then, let's see what you've got. It's happened again!
What has?
I have just had the most humongous ear bashing from the Sneddons at Manorfield Close about selling out to corporate bigwigs.
So that's another one gone?
No, actually I managed to talk them round in the end.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, but it was hard work.
I bet.
They'd heard about Eric and Moira and decided they'd try it as well.
Great.
You know, we could really do without all this hassle right now.
Oh, yeah.
I hate having to go around constantly justifying myself.
I got some really good presents at the fair anyway.
Oh, well, that's good. I look forward to opening them.
They're not all for you.
Hey, did Pip say she was coming over tonight?
Not that I know of.
Ah, thank you, Eddie.
Oh, no problem, Carol. It's the least I can do.
This and a free turkey.
Yeah, well, we wanted to make sure we did right by you. Cheers.
To your very good health.
And yours.
It's such a pity I'm staying with a friend at a hotel on Christmas Day.
Oh, so you won't be needing the turkey then?
Oh, no, it's all right. I've promised it to Jill instead. She's extremely pleased to have it.
Well, you're giving it to the Archers?
Yes, you see, they've only just decided that they're having Christmas at Brookfield, so they hadn't got round to buying one. Oh,
waste not, want not, eh?
Exactly. Ah, here's Fallon. So, was it as successful as you'd hoped?
Even better. Yeah, I can't believe how well we did.
Oh, well done. Well, come and join us.
Oh, thanks.
I ain't got all the figures for our turkey events yet, but it's looking pretty good for us too. Oh. Maybe our best ever.
That's great, Eddie.
Oh, yeah, definitely up there with the Grundy world of Christmas, I reckon.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but after your little event, I think I've got most of my presents sorted.
That's great. Well, we sold out on nearly everything. Yeah, the stall holders loved it.
Oh, that's marvellous. Yeah. Well, let's raise a glass then to the turkeys and the Christmas fair.
And to William Strickland.
And to success.
May there be many more days like this.
Here, here.
Cheers.
Oh, by the way, Fallon, he should have seen Burns when I left him.
Why? Why's that?
He was loaded down with loads of decorations and a Christmas pudding that weighed a ton, thanks to you.
Well, did he buy the pudding at my fair?
Yeah.
Oh, what? I was only joking.
You what?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
He seems like a very pleasant young man.
Yeah, he is. Well, that's something to look forward to.
What? Pip offering to cook for her anniversary?
Hmm.
And having her to stay for a bit. That'll be nice.
Jill just beamed when she heard.
Yeah, she did. That's really good of Pip. She'd normally go and stay with Spencer.
Maybe she thought a little family solidarity would be useful.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's the last one.
Nice.
She can have the put you up. She'll be fine.
Yeah. She's already offered to take on some of the milking.
Ooh, lucky you.
And we can help her find somewhere else to live next term, can't we?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit out of line for a landlord to give a notice like that.
Oh, these things happen, don't they?
Yeah. And if it means her coming home early and staying longer over Christmas, then I'm not complaining.
Me neither.
Seeing Mum perk up like that when she saw Pip. You know, when we're all back together, everything just works better, doesn't it?
Nope. It's quite hopeless, Alice. Can't find anyone to play Ruth for love nor money.
Well, they've all said no.
Every single name on our list. They're all off visiting family at the other end of the country.
That is what people do at Christmas.
That and a variety of other excuses.
What about Sabrina?
Oh, well, she was my very last hope.
But
she's jetting off to the Caribbean with Richard on Christmas Eve.
Ugh, she could have done it.
Oh, no, no, no. And she is a bit common for the part, between you and me.
Douglas needs someone really strong to play against, you know, to bring out his full potential.
Or to rein him in. Oh, good, I see Roy's updated all the rosters.
We're not giving up yet, though, are we?
Oh, no, of course not.
There's got to be someone out there who'll do it.
But who, Alice? We've tried all the women in the right age range.
Oh, sorry. I better take this.
Oh, that's all right. Need to finish a few things off here anyway.
But don't give up yet, though. I've just had an idea.
How can you fit in chocolates after beef Wellington? I'm stuffed.
That was an amazing meal, Pip.
I'm glad you liked it.
Thanks. It was lovely.
Well, I reckon anyone who turns down our beef must be mad.
Try telling that to our ex-customers.
Did Gran have a chocolate before Ben dragged her out the room?
I think so.
Only I'd hate her not to get any, because Dad's eaten them all.
Hey, you, I am allowed. It is my anniversary, honestly. I wonder what she'll make of it.
What?
Minecraft. Isn't that what Ben's demonstrating?
She might love it. When do you think Josh will get back?
Well, soon, hopefully.
He could at least have called to let us know how he got on.
No, he wouldn't if he failed.
I'm sure he's fine.
I saw Shula in the village. She's still trying to work out which donkey to give Alan for the nativity.
Well, after the Palm Sunday debacle.
Maybe they could do it without a donkey this year.
Oh, this is Alan we're talking about, Pip. Fixated with getting animals into his services.
Well, whatever happens this year, we won't be around to see it next time.
It's true. This time next year, we'll probably all be sitting round the table at Hadley Hoch.
Right, that's enough. No more chocolates for you.
Spoil sport.
I told you he'd eat them all.
You did.
I've been thinking about it quite a lot, actually. What it's going to be like once we're there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I keep thinking we should look again at the idea of expanding the herd and going more intensive.
Do you?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with switching to the New Zealand system and keeping our herd the same size.
But?
I'm just not sure it's the best we can do. Aren't you worried that while we'd be staying the same, everyone around us would be getting bigger and more intensive?
Well, not really. No, there's still room for both approaches.
But what if we end up really struggling?
Dairy farming's not easy for anyone right now.
Exactly. So the smaller you are, the harder it is.
Yeah, but equally, the bigger you are, the smaller the margins per head in the first place.
Which means if the market collapses, your overheads become almost impossible to cover.
Come on, Mum, it's not going to completely collapse.
I know. You can argue it both ways.
And we're never going to get a better chance to expand.
So, what would your plan be?
Well, we're starting with a greenfield site, right? Which we're going to build a dairy unit on.
I think we can safely say that.
Mm-hmm.
So why not go for the very latest in high-tech dairy units with bang up-to-date design features?
What size herd would you be thinking of?
300, maybe. Oh, even more.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, you're thinking high input, high yield, yeah?
Would that be such a bad thing?
Not necessarily, no.
It'd just be different from what we used to.
You know, as far as this move is concerned, most things are still up for debate.
But, having said that, what you're talking about would involve a huge capital outlay.
Yeah, but we're about to sell this place for more money than we've ever dreamed of.
I know. There would still be risks,
though. There are going to be risks, whatever we do.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just trying to think ahead to when you two get old and retire.
Hey, you, less of the getting old and retiring, thanks.
Farming's going to be very different in the future, and whatever we do has to be right.
You're a chip of the old block. It's great.
Yeah, I agree.
Good evening, everybody.
Woo.
Happy anniversary.
Have you been drinking, Josh?
Don't worry, I haven't had too much.
So, did you pass?
Yes!
Sorry if I'm interrupting anything.
Oh, no, I've been drafting a letter to send out for the Save campaign. Do sit down, Alice.
Oh, thanks. So, how's it going?
Well, we should know more tomorrow night, once Jim and Carol have had a chance to quiz Justin Elliott and his cronies at the Feathers.
Oh, yeah. Going undercover, aren't they?
Well, sort of. Anyway, what news? Have you found me a Ruth?
Yes, I have.
Alice! And who is it?
Auntie Lillian.
Lillian?! You can't be serious.
No, I am. She took a lot of talking round, though.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, first she said she was too busy. She and Matt are staying with James, Leonie and Mungo over the new year.
Yes, I had rather hoped we might see them too.
But, as I pointed out, the play will be over by the 28th, so she'll have plenty of time. Problem solved.
No, Alice, I'm afraid it isn't.
Why not? I think she'll work really well with Douglas.
Speaking brutally, your aunt has very little discipline. She barely takes direction, and above all, she's far too old to play the part.
All true, but there's no one else.
Frankly, I'm amazed she let you persuade her.
Well, she's perfectly okay about it now.
Perhaps she saw how desperate you were and took pity.
Can you come up with a better solution?
No, not at the moment.
I thought not. We open on Boxing Day and there's hardly any time for rehearsal as it is.
Yes, I am painfully aware of that. Alice, I don't suppose...
No, Linda, sorry. It's not for me.
No, I see.
So, you know, I'm sorry, Linda. It's Auntie Lillian or no show.
In which case, we shall have to make do with what we've got.
Night, Dad. Sounds like your dinner was a big hit.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Sorry I missed it.
Well, it's not every day you pass your driving test.
I was thinking, actually, maybe I could pick Dan up when he comes back from Gibraltar this weekend.
I think you might need to check with Auntie Shula first. Not to mention Dad, if you're thinking of using his car.
Well, I could offer my services at any rate.
It's going to be good to see Dan again.
Yeah, it sounds like he's had a brilliant time. But I know one thing he wouldn't have done at Sandhurst.
What's that?
Gone to a young farmer's New Year's Eve bash. Oh. This year is going to be mega.
They're hiring a snow machine, aren't they?
Yeah. And there's going to be ski simulators, snowboards, tubes, the works.
It does sound pretty amazing.
I suppose you'll be going with Spencer.
Yeah, maybe. He's away with his parents over Christmas, so it kind of depends on when he gets back.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Are you going to try and get a car then?
Yeah, I'll see if I can get Dad to chip in towards an old banger.
Good luck with that.
Why? Don't you think he will?
I don't know. It's just they've got a lot going on at the moment.
It was great listening to Pip tonight. Listening to her talking about the future.
Yeah. All that enthusiasm.
All that knowledge. She's learnt such a lot.
Yeah. Came at the right time, too. It's difficult, isn't it, taking all this flack?
I hate it.
I honestly didn't expect people to boycott our beef. It's really brought it home.
I know.
Well, that's three neighbours who'll be pleased to see the back of us anyway.
Doesn't make it any easier, does it?
You didn't want one, did you?
No, I've had enough tea for tonight.
I think I need to sober up a little.
Good idea. You don't want a hangover?
Oh, I haven't drunk that much. And anyway, it's not every day you pass your driving test.
I've already said that.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've got to go to bed in a minute.
Oh, don't go yet. I'm not tired.
Oh.
What do you really think about moving up north?
Why? Are you getting cold feet?
No, I love it up there. I mean, when we visit Grandma Heather. But we haven't actually seen this farm yet.
I trust Mum and Dad, though, don't you?
Yeah, I suppose so. I hope it's as good as they say it is.
It will be strange.
What?
Not living at Brookfield anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But we haven't really got a choice, have we? Not if they build this road to the middle of the farm.
When, you mean?
Yeah, you're right. There's no way they're going to stop it with butterfly nets and traffic surveys. But if we do it right, this is going to be an amazing opportunity to build a new farm for the future.
It can't be easy for them, though. Especially Dad. He's lived in Ambridge all his life.
I know. And what about Gran?
Yeah, she must be really sad to leave.
She never says a word about it. But I do wonder how she's feeling.
Are you still awake?
Just about.
You left your light on.
Oh, sorry. What are you thinking about?
Oh, it's silly. It's whether to go to Justin Elliott's shoot on Wednesday. I mean, when did I ever lose sleep over a thing like that?
What have you got to lose if you do?
Well, obviously not my reputation. That's gone.
People already think we're cozying up to him.
Which is funny when you think we haven't even met him yet. But if I don't go...
Damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Yep.
It isn't as if you'll be the only farmer in Ambridge there.
No, as far as I know, everyone's going. Including the Grundys.
So there'll be some friendly faces there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, perhaps I will go.
Good.
Who knows? Might even be fun.
Let's hope so. Thanks for letting Pip have us here tonight.
Well... Our future is their future.
Yeah.
And if we just think about that, the better it'll be for all of us.
No, Jim. I'm looking forward to it. I'm as keen as anyone to find out what's going on with this road.
Simple. They want to blast a hole through the middle of Ambridge.
And it seems pretty certain I'm going to lose one of my dearest friends as a result.
Oh, yes, Jill.
I can hardly bear to see her go.
It's the betrayal of the community that gets to me, not the going.
Selling to the infamous Justin Elliott.
And they could have sold elsewhere.
Well, your son and daughter-in-law stand to gain from that, I gather.
They do. I can't deny it.
Anyway.
Yes, let's see what we can find out in here.
Now, just to get myself properly into character, am I here as your floozy or your wife?
Oh, Carol, I'd be flattered by either of those scenarios.
You say the sweetest things.
But whatever, I think we should split up, cover as much ground as we can.
Presumably the leader of the council's here.
Yes, but he'll probably be playing his cards close to his chest.
Jennifer was very keen to push me in the direction of Justin himself. I must say I'm intrigued.
He's undoubtedly the key figure, MD of Damara Capital.
And they're the people who've been buying up everything around the proposed route.
That's right. Oh, he's coming.
Oh.
Yes, Charlie, that's what I said. Christmas hampers for every name on the list.
Ah.
That's right, the luxury ones, as per our discussion.
Perhaps we should go inside.
No, wait a minute.
I know it'll cost us, but it's excellent PR with the neighbours.
I wonder who he means.
And the fine-tuning for the Barrow Farm Party. Mary is on it. Anyway, I've got to go. Speak later.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Evening.
Are you heading inside?
Yes.
In a moment.
Then I look forward to seeing you in there.
Absolutely.
He's very charming. Apart from money, I wonder what his other interests are.
Everyone.
Ah, Lillian. I called you in early, actually. Quarter of an hour ago, in fact.
And what is that infernal racket?
Oh, it's Robert trying to sort out the effects for the end of the play.
Well, can't you do it somewhere else?
Robert, you'll have to shut the door now. And do try to keep it down.
Well, I've only just got hold of a copy.
Oh, didn't Alice give you one last night?
Yeah, but I've been so busy I barely had a chance to look at it.
Oh. Well, I want to lay out some ground rules first, before the others arrive.
Ground rules? You make it sound like boot camp.
Lillian, please. Remarks like that are not very helpful.
Sorry, darling.
It is absolutely essential that you are off the book by the end of the week.
Darling, that's impossible. I've got a very busy schedule.
No excuses. By the end of the week, please. I take it that you're familiar with the play, of course.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, everyone loves Coward. He's such fun.
Now, that is precisely the cliched view of Coward I am determined to challenge in this production.
Here we go.
Where most people see Coward as the purveyor of light, witty froth, for want of a better word.
Comedy would have done.
I want to delve deeper into his examination of the human condition under the circumstances of war.
Really?
Yes. That is the essence of Blind Spirit.
And there was I thinking it was a bit of a romp.
We must never forget the conditions under which he wrote it.
You know, darling, I've been talking to Oliver and he says that what this production needs is some oomph.
Oomph?
Yeah.
Well, that's not exactly the word I would have used.
Ooh, whoops.
Oh, no, that's supposed to happen. Robert, you must keep that door closed once the... Oh, Douglas... Good evening. Allow me to introduce you to your wife.
New World wines have their merits, of course, but in the end one can't help feeling they have to try a little too hard.
I know what you mean.
To me, nothing will ever come near the complexity of a particularly fine Burgundy.
Like a Vouvray, perhaps.
Yes, or a really good Echezeau.
Or a Clos-en-Jacques. If we're talking Chambertin.
Oh, you're a woman after my own heart.
I had a vineyard once back in the 70s with my late husband.
Well, I'm honoured to be talking to an expert.
Well, I wouldn't put it quite like that, but yes, it was quite close to Borchester, in fact.
Well, that really is fascinating. I have an ambition in that direction myself.
Really?
I've had this yearning to settle in the country and establish my own vineyard.
Are you looking in this area?
Well, it would be hard to find a more perfect setting than Borsetshire.
Even if the climate isn't quite so perfect.
No, but it's improving. And the soil's good too. Certainly good enough for Seyvelles and Madeleine.
It sounds like you've got it all mapped out.
Not quite. But I do have my eye on a place not too far from here.
I wonder if I know it.
Possibly. But I can't say more at the moment.
Of course not.
Suffice to say, if it does go through, I'll be looking to build a house there to my own design.
Oh, like grand designs?
Yes. Classic, but modern.
Blending comfort with style.
Absolutely. I've always had this urge to put my stamp on my own little piece of England.
This sceptred isle, this earth of majesty.
Exactly.
You've got 5 minutes max to give me these notes and then I'm going.
Very well, Lillian. Well, let's begin with the fact that in Act One, Elvira is invisible to Ruth.
Yes, I know that.
Then why did you keep winking at Fallon?
It was a little joke, that's all.
Lillian, it is vitally important we establish suspension of disbelief as early as possible in the rehearsal process.
Come on.
No, no. We, the cast, must believe completely in the truth of the ghosts, or we will never take the audience with us. You must agree with that.
Okay, next.
Oh, yes. Yes, you spent far too much time hovering round the drinks tray.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I thought it was an integral part of Ruth's character.
Not to the extent that Edith had to wrestle the bottle away from you.
Point taken. Next.
I would prefer it if you didn't keep making facetious remarks to the others, trying to make them giggle.
I am trying to generate a bit of energy, that's all.
I think we should leave that to Coward, don't you?
But he was all about having a bit of fun.
No, no, no. He was much more than that. So much more than that. Think of the underlying tragedy of Brief Encounter.
Yes, well, that's true.
It wasn't all mad dogs and Englishmen,
you
know.
It's all right, darling. You've made your point.
In many ways, I see this as Coward's answer to Henry V, mixing comedy with gravitas, reflecting a time of crisis for the nation.
Well, I am all for the comedy, but I really can't see this gravitas you're talking about.
But it is there, Lillian. You mustn't restrict your vision.
You know, Linda, it isn't just me who thinks you might be taking all this a little too seriously.
Such is the director's lot, to shine a light where others stumble in darkness. Anyway, back to the notes.
You know, Douglas had a good point earlier when he was talking about Madame Arcante.
Oh, please, not that again.
But she is a charlatan, isn't she?
She is a woman with gifts, supernatural powers. Otherwise, the machinery of the plot doesn't stand up.
And he was definitely on the money when he said it was misogynistic.
That is such a hoary old canard. I'm surprised that Douglas,
of all people... Oh, for heaven's sake, Linda, the play's about a man who gets rid of both of his wives.
Not deliberately.
He is even described as being hag-ridden all his life.
Right. I can see that both you and Douglas are determined to be contrary.
No, we're not.
Well, I, for one, cannot be doing with this ridiculous Marxist interpretation of the text.
It is only a bit of fun.
And I want you off the book for Act One by tomorrow night, please.
Is that it?
Yes, same time tomorrow. Good night.
Is there a light on?
There's one at the back, look.
Oh, yes. You don't think it's too late?
Trust me, Linda will want to hear what we've got to say.
Anyone coming?
Give her a chance.
Oh, who's that?
Is that you, Jim?
Yes, Linda.
And Carol?
Oh, we're sorry to bother you so late.
Well, is it urgent? I've just come out of a rather demanding rehearsal.
Well, I expect it could wait.
No, you want to hear this, Linda.
Oh, very well. You better come inside. I'm going to have to excuse the mess.
Oh, don't worry about us, Linda.
Robert's been practising with all sorts of exploding devices.
Thanks for the warning.
Come in. There. Can I take your coats?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's been a very illuminating evening.
Oh, yes. We managed to buttonhole several local worthies.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you for taking the trouble to call. Come on through.
Was Justin Elliot one of the worthies you buttonholed?
Yes, he was, but I think you should hear what Jim found out first.
Oh, do sit down.
He's the one who's been the crack detective.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Ah. Oh, let me just cheer things up a bit. Fire's still glowing.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
There. So, now, tell me, what have you found out?
Have you heard of Dennis Gooderham?
No. Should I have?
Probably not. He's managing director of a construction company in Borchester.
Ah, not my usual social circle.
Nor mine.
Anyway, he'd had a few, so I got him talking about the new road. And do you know what he said?
No.
That Route B was just the start of it.
Go on.
Well, he knew all about the service area they're planning a couple of miles away.
What travesty.
And on top of that, they're planning on constructing what they call a distribution hub that would stretch halfway to Ambridge.
What? It's monstrous.
Isn't it?
According to Mr. Gooderham, who, of course, is licking his lips at the prospect...
Ugh, I can just see it.
What we could be looking at is a series of massive warehouses, lit up all night by powerful security lights and riddled with CCTV cameras.
But... this is appalling. It's far worse than I thought.
We have to go to the press straight away. There isn't a moment to lose.
No, no. That will be a mistake.
But Linda...
No, think about it, Jim. Nothing will happen before the new year.
That doesn't mean we should wait too.
And if we make this public now, merely on the basis of hearsay, they'll throw it straight back at us.
I think she's right, Jim.
Besides which, it will get buried in the run-up to Christmas.
That's a good point too.
Plus, until the play is over... I'll struggle to give it the attention it deserves.
I'm sure Jennifer would be more than happy to take it up.
That may well be, but I think we should sniff around a bit more, see what else we can pick up. We need proof now, more than anything.
All right. Then how about we call a meeting of SAVE the week after Christmas to plan our strategy?
And then you could break the story in the new year.
Depending on what else we find out.
Getting proof will be tricky.
Well, it's vitally important that we do.
I'm no enemy of change, but if this goes ahead, Ambridge will become virtually unrecognisable.
Yes.
Too much even for me.
Don't worry, Carol. If they think they're going to turn this part of our beloved Borsetshire into a semi-industrial wasteland, it'll be over my dead body.
Now, that one's Eddie Grundy. He's sometimes a beater here.
Will's father?
Yes. And that's his brother, Ed. He's done some beating for us, too.
Interesting. Anyway, they're all very welcome today.
Yeah, of course. here comes Brian and David Archer.
Brian, good to see you again.
Ah, Justin. Let me introduce...
David Archer.
Justin Elliot. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, likewise. I've been looking forward to this.
Well, the shoot or meeting me?
Well, both, of course.
You'll find Justin's got a very dry sense of humour, David.
Dry, but not arid.
Indeed. Well, looks like we've got a decent day for it.
Well, it certainly does.
Apparently there's a good chance of showers this afternoon.
Don't spoil it, Charlie. You do know that David's rather a good shot.
Oh, Darryl, hold on, Brian.
Let's hope he doesn't show us all up, eh?
I like a challenge.
Actually, I'm more used to rough shooting than this sort of thing.
I'd be happy to put some money on it.
Not really a betting man.
Pity. Let me know if you change your mind.
Yeah, I will.
Now!
Thanks for that, Brian.
Just a bit of fun.
Has everybody had their dose of Lafroy? Yeah.
Yep.
Then shall we make the draw for the pegs, please, Will?
So remember, Roy, once the girls have finished the rooms, we'll be down to a skeleton staff.
I know, because of the staff party.
Isabella can handle things in the kitchen, should there be any need for it.
Okay.
And you'll have Magda on call, if there's a cleaning emergency. Not that I imagine there will be.
You never know.
And, as you can hear, Gordon is sorting the music in there. Do you think it's destroying the ambience?
No. It's Christmas after all.
True. Just not our usual style. Anyway... I'll be floating around, of course, should you need me.
I'll be fine.
And I very much hope you can join us for some of it, boy.
Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, is that the time? I must sort out Secret Santa or Caroline will kill me.
See you later.
Bye.
Have you got a moment?
Not really.
I promise I'll be quick.
I'm in the middle of the bull ring.
Well, it's about Abby. I want to sort out when I'm going to see her over Christmas.
This really isn't a good time.
When can I talk to you then?
This afternoon, maybe. After 3?
Okay. I'll speak to you later.
As always, Jennifer, you have excelled yourself.
That was very kind of you, Justin.
Not at all. Praise where praise is due.
It's been helped enormously by the Louis Saint-Georges and the Merceau you provided, of course. Well, look, can I top you up?
No, I'm fine at the moment. Charlie here looks as though he could do with an extra drop, though.
Thanks.
And I dare say Brian won't say no to a little more.
Yeah, no, on the contrary, Justin, I think I'll pace myself for the rest of the day.
Darling, it's not every day we drink something as nice as this.
No, Jenny, really, no, I'm fine.
Now then, these sweets and biscuits from Prague, what are they called?
Believe me, they're quite unpronounceable.
Well, the gingerbread is Pernig, I think, and the sweets are Vernochny.
See, Brian, not unpronounceable at all.
And what about those dumplings?
Well, nowadays, I don't think I can manage that.
You had to go and spoil it, didn't you, Charlie?
Oh, I see David's perked up. Must be what bagging 21 birds in a morning does for you.
Gentlemen, please. I'd like to say a few words before I let you get back to the business of the day. First, I would like to thank you for coming today. Also to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. And most importantly, I wish you all good sport this afternoon. To good friends and neighbours.
So, David, you're quite the hot shot, aren't you?
Oh, well, you know, had a bit of luck with the peg positions.
Yes, but the birds have been very good too.
Yeah, Will's done a good job.
Yep.
Must be pleased with him, Brian.
What? Not my responsibility today. Anyway, Will knows what he's doing.
And it's good seeing Ed and Eddie having such a great time. Yeah, they must love being this side of the line for once.
Well, it's all about being good neighbours, isn't it?
Yeah. Talking of which, Tom Archer, Bridge Farm Organics. I'd love to hear your views on how they keep going.
You should ask him yourself.
Of course. But seriously, it must be a struggle, especially after the terrible incident with the bull.
Well, it certainly hasn't made things any easier.
But is it worth it, do you think? Struggling along with niche farming.
They've somehow managed to make it work.
Can't be much of a living, though.
Anyone fancy another glass? Brian?
Oh, that'd be lovely. Thanks, David.
Sure. So, Brian, What about you and Adam? Still looking around for contract work?
We certainly are. Or we could decide to go in a different direction altogether.
Why not? You're free agents, after all. That's a shame. I was really hoping to catch up with Adam today.
I'm sure you'll see him around soon enough.
Come on, Roy. Come and have a dance.
I can't dance to this.
Oh, there's no harm letting your hair down a little, is there?
I'm all right, Linda, honestly. Anyway, I'm on duty.
I know, but the guests all know what's going on and we're not expecting anyone else until this evening.
It's a good party, though.
Oh, have you had your gift from Secret Santa yet?
No, not yet.
Right, then I'll get it for you.
Look, there's no need, Linda. I can do it later.
Just over here, under the tree. Got it. Of course, it would be better doing it with everybody else. Kathy said she couldn't find you.
Yeah, I'd... I've probably got to the loo or something.
Here you are. Merry Christmas, Roy.
Thanks, Linda. Merry Christmas to you too.
Well, you must open it. I can't bear the suspense.
Okay. Oh. Nice. Sort of aftershave.
That's very thoughtful of someone.
Kathy, presumably.
Probably, although it is supposed to be a secret.
I don't mind, really.
Aren't you going to try it?
No, I am.
Now?
Be my guest.
I expect it's one of those that's supposed to make you irresistible to women.
Don't think so.
Oh. Oh, it smells like burnt rubber.
I'm going to head back to reception.
Oh, right. Yes, I think I will too.
Well, I have to say, this is slipping down very easily.
If nothing else, Justin certainly knows his way.
Yeah. Jennifer was saying that Kate will be back. When is it?
Monday.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
yes. I can't wait to see her.
I expect Phoebe's looking forward to seeing her mum too.
Well, of course she is.
No, I'm not sure what Roy thinks, though.
No, I'm rather hoping that Kate can build some bridges between him and Phoebe.
Oh, good luck with that one.
Darling, don't be so cynical. Oh, now, do you think anybody wants any more of anything?
Well, I should think everyone's had more than enough. It's been a real treat.
Oh, thank you, David. It's going to be very odd not having you all around.
Yeah, well, odd for us too.
Have you finalised schools and colleges for the boys yet?
No, we need them to get up there now, take a look for themselves.
And Heather, how is she?
Oh, you know, pretty much the same.
It all changed for you, though.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it must be exciting.
Jennifer, can I congratulate you one last time on being such a splendid hostess?
Oh, you can say it as many times as you like, Justin.
I might have to take this wife of yours on permanent loan, Brian.
I'm afraid she's far too valuable for me to let that happen, Justin.
Now, who'd like a coffee?
I'd love one. Black, please.
Not for me, darling.
I'm fine, thanks.
I'll be right back.
I'm glad I've caught you, David.
Oh, why is that?
I have a favour to ask.
Okay.
I was wondering about popping over to Brookfield with my architect, if that's all right with you.
Oh, right.
You see, there are one or two little changes I'm thinking of making to the house.
I see.
And it would be very helpful if my man could start drawing up plans while the whole legal process is still going on.
I mean, are you thinking of moving into Brookfield yourself?
Well, it's a beautiful spot, Brian. I could do a lot worse.
But what about having the road within spitting distance of the front door?
Oh, I think with a bit of redevelopment. So, what do you say, David?
When were you thinking of?
Oh, there's no rush. After Christmas, we'll be fine.
Then, yes, of course you can. That's no trouble at all.
I'll be back in 5.
But Roy, it's raining!
Yeah, no, I'll be okay.
Hi, Roy.
Oh, good. Are you okay to talk?
Yeah, it's fine now.
I wanted to organise some times for Abby to come over at Christmas.
Yeah, I know we should.
What?
I've only just got her settled here in Birmingham.
No, you can't do this.
We might really upset her going back to Ambridge.
What about me? And Dad and Vicky and Bethany?
I know.
I mean, they really miss her too.
And she really misses them.
It's Vicky's birthday today.
Yeah, we sent a card. I'll call later.
But please, Hayley.
I'm not saying no, Roy, but it's complicated.
So?
If Abby goes back, she might want to stay. And then what happens?
We can sort it out.
How about if you come up to Birmingham instead?
Yeah, could do that, I suppose.
Sorry, Roy. I'm not trying to be awkward, but I think it's the best way.
Okay.
I'll have to get back to you about which day.
Or days?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, there is another thing.
What's that?
Have the girls said what they want for Christmas?
Oh. Right, there's a Lego set Abby won't stop going on about. But it's quite expensive.
Oh, doesn't matter. You let me know what it is and I'll get it.
And Phoebe's has been after a tablet for a while now.
Well, with the number of shifts I'm doing, I reckon I can get something special for the both of them.
That's good.
So, have you and Abby made any special plans for Christmas Day?
Not really. We'll just be at home with my family.
Right. Sounds great.
Roy, I need you back inside.
Yeah, just come in. Sorry. Gotta go, Hayley.
I know, I heard. Bye, Roy.
Yeah. Yeah, bye then.
Charlie.
Adam.
What can I do for you?
I need a favour.
Really?
Yes, it's quite a big ask.
Go on.
We've had a landslip overnight on a drive at the estate.
And?
Well, the thing is, Justin's away in London for a couple of days, and I need to fix it before he gets back.
So, you'd like me to drop everything and come and clear it for you?
Look, we haven't got anything here that's even half as good as your large digger.
And you need this doing by when?
Well, straight away, if you can. I know it's asking a lot.
Look, I'm out at the moment feeding the deer. Then I've got the ewes to check up on.
Look, Adam, no one can get in or out right now. It's a nightmare.
Maybe you could have a word with your friends at RB Farming. I expect they've got something even bigger.
That's not very funny, Adam.
Oh, no, no, I forgot. They don't actually start their contract for another fortnight, do they? And, yeah, wait a minute. Their base is what, 30 miles away?
Okay. Point taken. But this really is an emergency, and sometimes there isn't any substitute for local knowledge.
Plus having the machinery to hand?
Of course. Please, Adam, will you help me?
Well, if you put it like that.
I'll owe you one.
I tell you what, I'll finish here first. Fetch the digger and bring it over in the next hour or so. How does that sound?
We bumped into Roy at the shop this morning.
He looked utterly miserable.
Oh, I'm afraid Phoebe still won't budge.
So sad seeing a family driven apart like that.
Especially if you're actually part of that family.
Yes.
But how are you, Pat?
Oh, I'm okay. Tired?
Well, of course, with all the travelling backwards and forwards into Birmingham all the time.
I've told Mum I can go instead some days.
And I'm happy to do the same.
I'm fine. And you're both doing enough already.
I can manage, Mum. I've got cover for today, haven't I?
Yeah, but you were going to make Henry's shepherd costume for tomorrow.
Oh, that won't take long.
It's usually just a tea towel and a dressing gown, isn't it?
Yes, probably.
Oh, Alan's asked us for a lamb, and I think Brian's taking one in for rehearsal this afternoon.
So, we must get back in time to collect Henry.
Yes, I know. Look, both of you are so kind, but the truth is I couldn't bear not to go in.
Oh, Pat.
I want to be with him every step of the way.
Of course you do.
Every day you're looking for a sign. Anything, really, just to show that he is improving.
Well, I definitely thought he looked a bit better last time I went in.
Was he still on the ITU then?
Yes, I think so. The same ward he was in before we went to Prague.
That's right. Well, they've moved him into the high dependency unit now.
Which is a step forward.
Oh, good.
And they say he's gradually getting the strength back in his legs.
Well, you can see that, actually. Although it's better in the one that wasn't so badly injured, obviously.
And he's managing to drink a bit more too, isn't he?
Yeah. Even though he's still got the tracheostomy in.
Well, that all sounds very positive.
Mm. I suppose it does. But he's not out of the woods yet.
No, I don't suppose he is. There is something I've been meaning to say.
Yeah?
I want you all to come here on Christmas Day. It's the very least I can do.
Oh, Auntie Jennifer, that's so kind. But actually, it's my first Christmas with Rob, so it'll just be the three of us at home.
Yes. Yes, of course. You'll come, though, Pat, won't you, with Tom and Johnny?
I've been dreading the thought of Christmas Day.
Well, then let me help.
Well, thank you, but I shall be spending it at the hospital with Tony.
Oh, yes, of course.
It would be great if you could fit Tom in, though. Johnny's going home, just for the day.
Well, consider it done.
And thank you as well for all the extra bits of shopping you've been dropping in. It's been so helpful not to have to think about that.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Wasn't Johnny taking some exams this week?
They're today, actually. Oh. English and maths.
Yeah, we've all got our fingers crossed.
Sorry, Mum, I think we should get off.
Oh, would you mind just holding on a second? There's something I picked up in Prague.
Hi, Mum. Oh, hi, Pat.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, darling. I'll be back in a moment.
How's Tony doing?
Oh, well.
Oh, sorry, Adam, but do you mind if your Mum tells you? We ought to be getting off to Birmingham now.
No, sure. Give him my love.
Ah, here we are. It's only a little thing, and he probably won't be able to appreciate them yet, but it'll give him something to look forward to.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer.
They were the nearest things I could find to strawberry bonbons.
Oh, Dad'll love them.
And it's got a lovely picture of Prague on the front.
And I hope it cheers him up a bit anyway.
Oh, thanks for everything, Jennifer. I'll call and let you know how he is.
Oh, yes, please do. Bye.
Oh, bye, Adam.
Bye. See you.
Yeah. Bye, Adam.
Bye, Pat. Pat looks so pale.
I asked them to stop by just to catch up a bit.
Must be so hard, that constant worry.
Your whole life goes on hold.
Yeah, of course.
I've hardly seen you all week, darling, have I?
No, it's been a bit full on.
Too busy to come to the shoot?
Oh, sorry, Mum, I just didn't fancy playing the performing seal again.
How is your anniversary on Sunday? Did you do something lovely together?
Oh, nothing special. We went out for a meal.
Oh, well, that sounds nice.
Yeah, it was okay. I told Ian I've changed my mind about going away in the new year.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, I quite fancy going somewhere baking hot while Ambridge freezes.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
We're thinking Miami or the Caribbean. We can use that windfall money from John Tregoran.
Excellent. I bet Ian was thrilled.
He was more surprised, actually. I turned him down when he suggested the same thing a few weeks ago.
We're all allowed to change our minds.
Exactly. But then he wondered where solid, reliable Adam had gone.
Oh, expect he was joking.
I'm not that predictable, am I?
Henry was asking after his granddad again this morning, wondering when he's coming home.
Well, it's not going to be Christmas, despite what the turkey told him.
No.
Tony would love to see him too, but...
Ready?
Yes.
Hello again.
Hi. I'm outside.
What do you want?
I thought you could do with a break.
Well, I'd rather get on and finish.
I've got some coffee and sandwiches. You've been going for quite a while.
Yeah, I have got other things to do.
Oh, come on, you deserve it. 10 minutes, that's all.
Oh, okay, give me a couple of minutes and I'll be with you.
He looks so much more comfortable now they've taken out that gastric tube.
Yes, I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, it was such a nice surprise. I thought you looked more alert too.
Yes.
So... Birmingham Christmas Market.
Isn't it lovely? So pretty.
So many temptations.
Would you like a bite to eat first, or should we do some Christmas shopping?
I'm not sure I can manage a foot-long breakfast just yet.
Nor me.
So, let's just have a look at some of the stalls.
Oh, this one looks good.
Oh, have a look at those pottery candle holders. They're very nicely done.
Ooh, the candle's scented. Spiced berries, that's gorgeous. Very Christmassy.
They're a bit pricey.
No, Helen, of course they're not. Look at all the work that's gone into them.
Yeah, I suppose so. And let's have a look around first before we decide on anything.
If you like.
Don't rush into buying something I'll regret later.
You're very handy with that digger, aren't you?
I should be. I get enough practice.
A man of many talents.
It seems you're pretty handy with sandwiches.
Ah. I didn't actually make them.
A good man for ordering them, then.
A coffee too, don't forget. Can I pour you one?
Thanks.
You missed a great day shooting yesterday.
Did I?
You've got a few crack shots in this village.
We're mostly farmers, Charlie. It goes with the territory.
I really thought you'd be there.
I'm surprised you even noticed I wasn't.
Well, of course I did.
Oh, look, isn't that wooden train set fabulous?
Where?
Over here.
Oh, yes, it's gorgeous.
I know someone who would absolutely love that.
He would. It's far too much.
Yes, it is quite expensive, but surely as a special treat for Christmas.
Mum, you know we've got to be careful with money at the moment.
Things aren't that tight, are they?
Since I stopped getting paid, they are, yes.
But Helen...
Mum, please just leave it.
No. No, hold on, Helen. How about if I buy the train set for Henry?
We've already bought him something.
Yeah, but his birthday's coming soon.
We can get it for that.
You don't have to.
I was wondering what to get him anyway. We'll have this one, please.
Oh, Mum, you really shouldn't. Oh, thanks. I know he'll just love it.
Good. He deserves it after everything he's been through recently. And while I'm about it, here's a little something extra to tide you over for Christmas.
£50? I can't take that.
Without you, Helen, there's no way I could have got through these last few weeks.
You haven't done anything special.
Yes, you have. You've supported me. So now I'm supporting you.
Basically, Brian's perfectly happy to hand over the whole operation to some farming company, like you've just done with the estate.
So?
So it's a different beast. We're a family farm.
Which means you're immune to increasing profits?
No, I'm not saying that, and you know it.
I think Brian should be congratulated on making the correct decision.
Oh, come on.
Adam, you still don't seem to realise that arable farming on any kind of scale really is best left to the big players now.
Well, like RB farming?
Well, precisely.
Then where does that leave the family farm?
You need to find some sort of niche operation.
Great.
There's no room in commodity production. It's a game for big players.
Oh, really?
So instead of whinging on about how unfair it all is, you should be really going for it with your soft fruits.
In other words, get bigger. Is that your answer to everything?
From what I've seen, you've got plenty of scope for development.
Or maybe I should just give up now and hand it all over to the big boys, yeah?
Come on. Don't be perverse, Adam. You already have a very good operation going here.
I do, yeah.
You just need to be thinking bigger for the future, that's all.
You know, I'm grateful for the advice, Charlie.
And I'm grateful for all the help you're giving me.
But I need to finish this now. Then get back to some real work.
Look, of course, it's a busy time of year and I'm sure you've got plenty to do. But before you go, can I put your name down for the Christmas party at Grey Gables next week?
I'll see. But I seriously doubt I'll have the time, Charlie. Like you said, it's a very busy time of year.
We timed this just right, didn't we?
It's lovely seeing all the children dressed up.
Hello, George.
Hello.
I can see who you are.
I'm a wise man and Kira's a snowflake.
I think you both look splendid.
I've got three lines.
Well, you look wonderful. Very wise.
Thanks, Jill.
I hear you and Fallon have been busy.
Yeah, it's been good with the Christmas fair and everything. Nope, don't let go of my hand, Kira. You've got to keep your costume nice and clean and sparkling.
Do you want to see the other wise men?
No, I expect Jill's pretty busy, George. No, that's all right. I'd love to see them.
I'll go and find them.
But careful. Don't trip over your robes. I bet you're much busier than I am, Clary.
It's the run-up to Christmas. You never stop, do you?
I know what you mean.
I see Susan's got the camera out.
Yeah, oh, you can't blame her. They all look great.
Is it a traditional nativity?
Oh, more or less. But Alan's using the wooden crib too. The one Tom Forrest made.
Is he? Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, the children are going to build it up piece by piece, see?
Yes.
George has to put one of the wise men in place.
Because that's who I am.
Uncle Tom would be thrilled. I wish he could see it.
Mum, I can't find the other wise men.
Well, never mind, George, because it's time to go in now.
But what if they're not there?
Oh, I'm sure they will be.
Good luck, George.
Shall I put my card over here on the side?
Yes, please.
You can't beat a glass of mulled wine, can you?
There's a knack to getting the balance right between too tart and too sweet.
Isn't there a stall at Fallon's Fair selling ready-made mixes?
Yes, but it's more fun this way.
How many are coming?
Oh, about a dozen, perhaps 15. Not everyone's replied, of course.
They never do. Ooh, those canapés look good.
Ian did those, and Jill's made loads of mince pies. Plus there's a Stollen from Schuller. People have been very generous.
Ah, and I see you've got a few bottles from Lowell Oxley.
Yes, it's delicious. Oh, have you seen Tristram's review of Season's Greetings, by the way?
No. And what is Mr. Hawkshaw's verdict?
Oh, pretty good, I'd say. Especially given the trouble it was supposed to be in.
Lind will be mortified. Is this it here?
Yes.
Last night's performance was met with rapturous applause.
He can't resist having a bit of a dig at Douglas and the previous director, though.
They pulled it out of the bag following the untimely departure of key personnel whose over-the-top approach had been detrimental to the integrity of the play. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, season's greetings. Looks to be the triumph of the festive season. Ah, so follow that, Linda.
Do you think we've been a bit hard on her?
No, not at all. She's completely wrong in her approach and she just won't admit it.
Yes. Where's her sense of fun?
If I hadn't substituted gin for those awful prop drinks, I'd never have got through last night.
Very naughty, Lillian.
I know, but oh.
It was a bit tedious. Prompt after prompt.
No, I don't know how we're going to get it together.
It was funny when the curtain rail came down by mistake.
Go on, George.
Look out yonder star over the stable.
Oh, look at the star over Tom's crib.
Oh, it's lovely.
We shall follow the star to find the boy king.
Little donkey on the dusty road. Got to keep on going onwards with your precious load.
Oh, you'd been planning the move back for some time then?
No. When John died, it just seemed the right thing to do.
It must have felt like coming back home.
Well, it did. And when Jill said I could move in here, that was just perfect.
Do I hear my name being taken in vain?
Not at all. I was just saying how marvellous it was being able to move into Glebe.
You've been the perfect tenant. Ooh, that mulled wine smells gorgeous. Lovely and fruity.
It's got a bit of a kick to it.
I did add some brandy. Would you like one, Jill?
No, thank you. I think I'll stick to my sherry.
Well, another one of those, perhaps?
Yes, all right. It's Christmas.
I'm just glad you've all been able to come.
Christmas has really begun. You should have seen all the children going into church, Jenny. They were so sweet.
Oh, I'm sure.
Would anyone like a mince pie? Oh, those canapés look very tempting.
Please do help yourselves. I've catered for far too many.
I must say, Carol, it's lovely to see you're so much a part of the village.
Oh, thank you.
But I suppose in a way you always belonged here.
That's nice of you.
Although, well, there must be lots of memories here for you too. And then with John dying,
How lovely of you to be so concerned, Jennifer. But, you know, my memories of Ambridge are almost all very positive ones.
Oh, are they?
I've never regretted coming back here for a minute.
Oh, dear.
I'd better see what that is.
What do you think you're doing?
What do you mean?
All these ridiculous questions about John and coming back to Ambridge. You're obsessed with the idea that something was going on.
If you don't ask, you'll never find out.
The mince pies, I'm afraid.
Oh, what a pity.
There are plenty more.
Well, at least it wasn't the mulled wine. That would have ruined the carpet.
I'm just going to powder my nose.
Oh, you can use the one upstairs if downstairs is occupied.
Oh, thanks, Carol.
George was brilliant.
And Kira.
I'm so proud of them.
Me too.
Oh, it's a pity the others couldn't come and see it.
Yeah, they turkeys don't dress themselves, Emma. And I should know.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have to do it today.
So am I. Back to the dairy this afternoon, though. Never stops, does it? Oh, come here, George.
Was I good, Nana?
You were fantastic. Fantastic!
Well done, George. I'm so proud of you.
Did you see me nearly go the wrong way?
No!
Where's Kira, George?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll go and get her now.
Just look at the crib. I didn't know they were going to light it like that.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to get a move on. Will you be okay with the kids?
Yeah, of course. But, Chloe, I was just wondering...
You what, love?
I don't know what you're going to think of the idea, but... What about you and Eddie and Joe all coming over to us on Christmas Day? To win the green?
You want us to come over to you? What? For dinner and everything?
Yeah. But, I mean, if you don't want to...
Don't want to? It'd be wonderful. Oh, but you've only just moved in. No, no, it'd be too much.
No, Chloe, I'd love it so much. Doing Christmas Day in my own kitchen.
Oh, Emma!
And I'll invite my mum and dad as well. Give you all a break.
Yeah, and we'll help. Of course we will. Wish you could have one of our turkeys for a start. Oh, it'll be lovely.
You do so much for us, Chloe. It's the least we can do.
What a treat. Oh, can't wait to tell Eddie.
I got her.
Well done, George. Hey, come here, Kira. You were the best little snowflake in the world.
Was I?
Of course you were.
And you were the best wise man, George.
Thanks, Nana. I love you.
And I love you too. We're going to make this the best Christmas ever.
So, nothing in the bathroom cabinet. Oh, I wonder what's in here.
Jelly!
Oh, Lillian, for heaven's sake! Nearly gave me a heart attack.
What the hell are you doing?
Well, isn't it obvious?
Yes, you're acting like you're in a two-bit second-rate Agatha Christie production.
I'm merely pursuing inquiries.
No. Now, look, you have been gone for ages and Carol keeps asking where you are.
Well, then cover for me. I only need another couple of minutes.
For God's sake, Jenny! When are you going to give up this crazy idea about Carol?
Well, how do you know it is crazy?
Someone's coming! Oh. Downstairs, now!
Oh, Jennifer, are you looking for your drink? I put it in the kitchen earlier.
No, I'm fine, but I am looking for Brian.
I think he went outside.
Oh, well, I'm not going outside. It's far too cold.
Well, would anyone like coffee?
Oh, would you like some help?
Don't worry, you've only just sat down.
Ah, they're going carol singing round the whole village, aren't they? With Bartleby in the trap.
I think so. Finishing here.
I'm sure it'll be lovely.
I don't know what brought it on. I don't remember them doing it before.
I was talking to Carol earlier. I hadn't realised how big Justin Elliott's plans for Brookfield are.
I'm sorry?
Well, I know you're leaving, but... Even so, you must be so sad that it could all disappear.
What could disappear?
Well, the house, if he gets his way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, didn't you know?
Didn't know what?
That Justin's seeking planning permission to build a country house at Brookfield.
What will happen to the one that's already there?
Well, I imagine he'd want to... Well, demolish it.
Demolish?
So you still haven't heard from Justin about when he wants to bring his architect round?
No, he's in London for a couple of days.
Then I suppose we'll just have to wait and see what he's got in mind.
Yeah, there's no point in worrying about it until then.
It's frustrating, though.
Yeah, I know. I certainly don't want to bother Mum with it. It's hard enough as it is.
Well, she's been a bit brighter the last couple of days.
Yeah, I thought so too.
You're back early, Jill. You all right?
I just heard something, did you know?
Did we know what?
Come and sit down.
No, thank you. Did you know about Justin Elliott's plans for this house?
Well, we know that he wants to bring his architect round because he's thinking of making a few changes.
Tell me the truth, David. Did you know he's planning to demolish Brookfield and build a completely new house?
No. Surely not.
He hasn't said anything to us about that, Mum, I swear.
Well, it seems Carol and Jenny know differently.
But he can't, can he?
If he gets planning permission, yes, he can.
But we can't let him.
I'm sorry, Mum, but the truth is... Now we've agreed to the sale, he can do whatever he likes.
Keep up to date with the Ambridge ups and downs. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at bbc.co.uk/archers.